bunch of jerks. I worked day and night on this potion. The idea was brilliant, ingredients weren't contaminated, I didn't screw up the ratio either. The least they could do is appreciate the effort. Invisibility potion is too boring and overrated, apparently. What more do they want? I'm an alchemist, not a fucking witch. What? I'm not in the mood for explanations. Look, Orion, I need to find a way to fix this whole mess. If I don't come up with something that'll impress those fools, then I'm out of the society. Every single overseer in the circle has a giant log up their ass. They won't give me a third chance, so don't bother me now. I need to think. Oh my god, get off of me! Let me focus! I need to create another mixture, and I have even less time than before. I need to go through the scrolls again. I need to gather materials again. I need to ask the keeper for more vials again because I broke my last set. And I have my hands full. And they'll be more full literally minutes from now. I can't have you on my lap during this whole ordeal. So just, I don't know, go disturb some other seniors or something. As stubborn as ever, I see. Okay. Maybe you're right. Maybe I should probably calm down. But it's their fault. Maybe they would appreciate my talent if they actually focused on me for once instead of sticking their crooked noses in those ancient scriptures all the goddamn time. What, am I too ugly for them? Absolutely no chance. Too hot then? Too young? Are my clothes too boring and overrated as well? Is this the real issue? Yeah, maybe I should just take out that blue dress I have. You know, the one made from lunar butterfly threads. It's short, really tight. The side cuts uncover my thighs really nicely. Maybe they'll finally pay attention to me if I just show them my body instead of playing around with bottles. I know my round ass could charm anyone, even them. They wish they could have a hottie like me bouncing on their lap. What do you think, Orion? I think it's a great idea to show off more. Anything to get those old farts to pay attention. Unbelievable! He just left! Even my cat doesn't want to hear about me or the effort I'm trying to put into this. You know what? Fine. I don't need support. I'm going to show you all what I can do. I'm going to make sure that the next potion blows everyone's dicks off. They're going to make me an overseer right then and there. Just watch. So, I should visit the keeper first, I guess. At least he compliments me from time to time. That's more than I'll ever get from anyone in this decrepit mansion. Well, maybe except for my roomie. She's the only one who can actually handle me properly when I'm frustrated. Too bad she's not here. I could really go for a good spanking. Where even is she? Yeah, whatever. There's no time for this anyway. I need to get moving. There! It's done! I knew I could make it. I even have a few hours to spare before the next meeting. Maybe it wasn't necessary for me to wear this dress so early. Good thing I didn't stain it on accident. Doesn't matter. I was worried for nothing. What matters is that I did it. I fucking did it in 3 days! 3 days! I'm the best alchemist the society has ever seen! Maybe... Yeah, they will see what I'm capable of. Invisibility? Boring? Overrated? You ignorant donkeys! It's going to be so delightful to see your eyes pop out of your sockets in disbelief. If one of me isn't enough to pique your interest, then how about two of me? Or more! Even that lazy sorceress next door struggles with cloning. Sure, maybe I can't use magic like she can, but at least my potions don't use up my life force so I don't turn into a lip sack of meat afterwards. I guess there's just one thing left to do. I'd like to check the effects. Not like I need to, because I'm sure it works as it should. But drinking some of it right now shouldn't be a problem. And the effect should only last half an hour anyway, at most. Plus, I feel like it'll be fun to see myself standing right in front of me. Yeah, It'll certainly be better than looking at myself in the mirror. Anyway, bottoms up. Oh, wow. It even tastes great. Considering the ingredients that I used, I didn't expect the flavor to be so sweet. And a bit sour, too. It's nice. I almost don't want to share it with anyone. And the subtle crackles on my tongue reminds me of those candies I ate when I was younger. I wonder if I can recreate those as well. I'll add some farting concoction in secret and innocently offer them to some of our mentors. At least the youngsters won't be bored out of their minds during lectures. Alright, enough fucking around. I should probably lock the door. I don't want anyone to see what I'm doing before the meeting. I'd lose the element of surprise. That would suck. Also, where the hell is Orion? I haven't seen him since this morning. Whatever, he's probably bothering the seniors as I ordered him to. It's not like he can't take care of himself. He's my cat, after all. Oh? I think it started. My stomach feels so warm. I feel butterflies. Wait, do lunar threats have any side effects that I don't know about? Maybe I shouldn't wear this dress for so long, or am I just in love again somehow? Either way, it's really pleasant. Oh god, it's way stronger than I expected. I should make another potion exclusively for this, because it gets better and better by the second. All right, get yourself together, girl. You don't want to pass out. Not now, at least. Oh, fuck! By the Phoenix's balls, it worked! And no way, it even copied the dress? How even? Nope, never mind. That's not the important part. Hey, girl, what's up? You okay? Whoa, it really worked. Well, I made it, so of course it worked. It's so weird, though, looking at myself like this. That's definitely a new experience for me. I should have done it way sooner, to be honest. You're not just a mindless copy, though, right? Are you conscious? You're not just, you know, a brainless doll? Oh, what now? A brainless doll? I'm gonna slap your brain out of your fucking skull. Of course I'm conscious. Can't you tell? How the fuck am I supposed to tell if you're conscious or not? You could just be a snapshot of my consciousness and you're just responding to me in a way I know I would respond to what I'm saying. Shit, this is getting complicated. No, I'm not just responding like some... Forget it. Whether I'm conscious or not is not important right now. Demonstration begins soon and the lab needs to be cleaned before I leave. Look, how is it even possible for me to work in this mess? That's impressive, actually. And also, I'll be the one doing the demonstration. Just so you know, you're the copy. I can't let you disappear in the middle of it. They would think it's a teleportation potion, which we already have, so that's not going to work. Oh, wait a second. How are we supposed to know which one of us is a copy? From my perspective, you just might be the copy. No, I'm not. Besides, it doesn't matter. One of us will disappear when the potion stops working. We're just gonna have to wait. The one of us who doesn't disappear is the original.
Right.
Speaking of the mess, I should probably clean it like you said. Leaving my lab like this is a risk to the whole building. I don't want anything to mix on accident and, I don't know, blow the entire floor to shreds? Alright, let's do it. Hey, don't just stand there. Give me a hand. If we both do it, it'll be faster. Just roll up the recipe scrolls and I'm going to clean the flasks. If I leave those leftover ingredients like this, it's going to smell like a Chimera's asshole in here.
Yeah, sure.
Oh no, shit! It didn't break. That would be the 7th bottle this month. Do I have holes in my hands or something? I may have a galaxy brain, but I feel like such a muppet sometimes. You silly bottle, come back to mommy. Okay. It's not even scratched. Lucky. Forgot how slippery those bottles can be sometimes. All right. How are you doing? Did you gather the... Hold up. Were you... Was I just checking myself out? Yeah, I was. Well, damn, I guess I'm into myself more than I thought. Girl, listen, I'm your clone, right? I'm not entirely sure if that's even correct because we can't really tell, but let's assume that I am. That means I only have around half an hour before I disappear. What do you think is going to happen to me when the time is up? Good question. I don't know. It's not something I thought about. Yes, I know you didn't. If my life is about to end today, do you really think I'm gonna spend it by cleaning this fucking lab? I know I wouldn't, so I guess that goes for you as well. Exactly! On top of this, we really don't know who's going to disappear. Even if it turns out you are the one who gets to be deleted, it won't make any difference because we're the same person. So, the truth is, it's 50-50. Right now, you're in the same position as me. From the moment we split, clock has been ticking for both of us. Fuck! Are we really going to do this, though? This is kind of ridiculous. Now you're having second thoughts? Give me a break. You look at yourself in the mirror every day. You're drooling over yourself every time you look at your own tits and ass. We both know you want to fuck yourself, and this is the perfect opportunity. The door is locked, and I'm not planning on wasting any more time. I look so amazing in this dress. I love how tight it is, how it accentuates my curves, my thick, strong thighs, my wide hips, this firm and juicy bubble butt, and those big round tits you desperately want to put in your mouth right now. Yeah, I know that look on your face well enough. Good. Focus on me. In fact, I have a great idea. I'm just gonna stand here in front of this mirror so there's even more of me. And now, I'm gonna place my hands on it, spread my legs, and bend over like this. And then... Do you like that? Huh? Yeah. Do it again. Harder, you slut!
Good! Now we're getting somewhere! God, I love smacking my ass! Oh, the sound it makes! Oh, how the skin burns afterwards! Is this enough to convince you? You thought about putting your face between your own butt cheeks for so long that you can actually do it now!
You're right. Fuck it. I've watched enough. We might as well have some fun before one of us disappears. Come here.
Finally! This booty is yours, literally and figuratively.
Oh, wow. Feeling myself from this perspective is so much more fun. I always knew my butt is nice, firm, and round, but grabbing it when I play with myself on my own just doesn't feel nearly as good as now. And I can squeeze it hard, like this, with both my hands. Feel my own warm skin, how smooth it is, and rub it all over. I can also go a little bit lower, too. I can slide my hands down your thighs as I slowly go down on my knees and get my mouth closer to you.
Your breath feels so nice, and your hands on my ass and legs. You touch me so enthusiastically. Your grip is so intense and deliberate.
I can finally explore myself properly and appreciate how fucking sexy my own body is. I think it's time I finally taste myself. I'm sure you agree.
Yeah. Put your mouth on me. I'm tired of waiting.
I'm going to start slowly. I'll begin right here. With your legs. I'm going to kiss them slowly and passionately. While I rub them with my hands up and down like this, it feels so good. Your skin and the texture of the thigh highs, how they wrap around your legs so nicely. Now, I'll move right here, your inner side of your thighs. How do you like my lips touching you there, babe? Tell me.
You know I love it. Your mouth is so fucking amazing, but I need you to use that long and skilled tongue you have, too. All those nights with my roomies surely didn't go to waste, right? Actually, why the fuck do I even ask you? I don't need to. Like I said, I'm getting impatient. I'm just gonna reach around and grab your head and... Oh, yes! Fuck yes! How's that, you horny bitch? Is that as good as you expected? Open your mouth wider. Now, we're far past the point of subtlety. Do it. Open wide and put your mouth on my pussy and slide your tongue inside of me. That's it. Oh, that's planned. I knew you'll get rougher when I'll start teasing. Less talking, more tongue fucking. You still have your hands free as well. Don't forget to use them. Yes, exactly like that. Grab my ass. Squeeze it harder. I'm all yours. Oh, I'm gonna be red by the end of this, but fuck, I enjoy being spanked so much more. I'm a bad girl, right? I deserve to be smacked hard for being such a slut for my own body.
Tastes so wonderful. You like how my tongue travels up and down your clit, don't you? How I swirl it around and inside of your fuck hole. Of course you do. You're really fucking wet. I guess it's time to try it out. You know what I'm talking about.
That potion, right? The one you planned on using on your roommate?
That's the one. I'll go get it right now. It's the perfect occasion and I can make more anyway.
Quick! I'll remind you, it's not like I have all the time in the world, so waiting is literally killing me.
Okay, I got it. The real question is, who's drinking it?
You drink it. You got to eat me out and I need to have something in my mouth too. Come on, stop stalling.
All right, works for me.
Here goes.
Good girl.
Here we go.
While we wait, we can also...
God fucking damn it! You just had to knock the bottle out of my hands. They're not growing on trees, for fuck's sake. I'm so tired of cleaning this shit.
You're so sexy when you're angry. Instead of focusing on that piece of trash, focus on my tongue inside of your mouth.
If we're done before this potion expires, you're cleaning this.
Fine, whatever.
Wait. I feel it. Oh? It's working.
Is it?
Only a second note before. It's here. And it's a big one, too. Damn. I have to praise myself for my alchemy skills once again. Not only it appeared without any complications, but it's rock hard right from the get-go. Tell me, how does it feel when I touch it? What's the matter? Does it feel weird when I stroke it fast and hard like this?
Oh, holy shit. You could have at least given me a minute to get used to this before you.
Well, I don't have a minute. I'm going to take this dress off now. And now, I'm going to squat in front of this dick, my legs spread open so you can get a nice view of my thighs and my wet pussy. Open my mouth wide and... Unlike you, I'm not going to play around and tease you. I want to suck on this cock as intensely as you can handle, and I know you can handle a lot, and I'm not stopping until you start screaming, so you might as well just slide your fingers in my hair and just force that dick down my throat. And if not, then I'm just going to serve myself without your help.
God, it feels so weird. This thing is so sensitive, but it's so fucking good at the same time. It feels so hot inside every time you take it and glide your tongue up and down. And with your mouth, it sends shivers up my spine. And how you wrap your tongue around it. Fuck. And your saliva is so warm, too. This feels unreal. I have to push it deeper. You asked for it, so suck it, you cock-hungry maniac. Yeah, take it. I was wondering how deep I can push it. Well, now I know. That rock hard dick is so tasty. Next time we do this, I'll drink the potion. I want to experience it myself. I want your mouth to wrap around it too. And I'm going to force you down on it the same way you do now. Maybe we could even drink it together.
That's an exciting thought. I'm thinking about something too. How do you think my roomie would feel about seeing us both like this?
I mean, she's into me already. I'm sure she would be excited to have more of me at once.
You think we can try dragging her into this? I'd love to try if we ever have more time.
We could take her in turns. She's already a nympho. She could handle us both easily. Keep sucking.
We could play with her at the same time. Imagine me fucking her asshole while you take her pussy and have her round firm tits in your mouth. Oh, she would absolutely lose her mind. Fuck all this talk, make me even more horny. Enough sucking, stand up.
Where do you want me, baby?
You already know. Right here. I want to see us fucking in the mirror.
Face away. I'm going to take you from behind. I need to have you right now.
Oh, yeah. That is so sexy. It's like there's four of us now. I was dreaming about doing this for so long. The fact that I didn't think about cloning myself up to this point is honestly really foolish. I could have had myself like this a long time ago.
You can ponder on it later. Fuck me now.
Do it
hard as you want.
How does it feel to have this large dick of mine inside of you, huh? As of now, no more dildos, no other useless toys. I don't need that anymore. I want to make a potion that creates permanent copies of myself so I don't have to worry. I'll disappear. Then we can play around with each other anytime we want.
Yeah. Use me. Now I'm your toy. Don't hold back. Listen to that self-admiration, to that overwhelming lust towards yourself that you stored for so many years. Release it. I want you to be ramming that cock into me as hard as you can. Make this ass shake as
yes.
Help me. Give me those big tits, honey. I didn't take care of them well enough. Go on. I'm all yours. Every inch of me is yours to touch, to caress, to hold and play around with. Yeah, cup them in your hands. Grab them harder. Squeeze them. Slide my hard nipples between your fingers. Don't stop fucking me from behind. I feel so perverted to start fucking like this in the mirror. I have to open my mouth.
It's like we're both completely lost in our own pleasure. It's only the four of us caught in this wet dance, overwhelmed by desire.
My breath is getting blurry. Keep pushing that cock in and out of me. I'm getting close. I don't want to come so bad. I want you to come in me.
God, this feels so shockingly good. I feel my dick starting to throb so intensely. I think
this is it. Your point is shoot come for the first time. Keep sliding in and out of my pussy. Faster. You're going to fill me up. You're going to shoot it all inside of me.
Yes,
grab my hips. Force me to take all of you and push it in as deep as you can. I can't hold it anymore.
I'm right on the edge with you.
Come. Please come. Do it.
Yes. Oh, my God. Baby, I love you.
I love you.
Sideways. What in the world? I have never felt so much pleasure before. There's no way. This is a one-time thing. Not after experiencing this. I need more. Right, baby? Oh. It looks like she barely made it. I hope she felt as good as I did. Cum is still leaking out of me. It's so beautiful. I really wanted to be with her for longer. Wanted to hold her and reassure her she'll be back. Well, useless to think about now. God, I'm such a mess. I'm sweaty and tired and thirsty as fuck. The dress is stained with cum. Having a penis is so weird, but it's so pleasurable at the same time. Oh, and there it goes. I'm right back to my usual self. I'm dizzy, though. All right, that was a hell of an experience. If this doesn't impress those fools at the demonstration, then I'm honestly leaving this dump because no one else is going to appreciate what I do here. Speaking about dumps, I need to clean myself. I need to clean this dress. And all this trash on the floor, too? God damn it. The price of being talented, I guess.